You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Gregor.
Your only desire is to see the stars when they come.
With the beautiful track The Rock and the Stars. Gregor is a Melbourne-based musician. Kind of sits in the realm of bedroom pop, but weird and wonderful bedroom pop. And this particular record, Destiny, which is out this morning via Chapter Music, kind of takes what Gregor was doing on his last album, Silver Drop, and just runs with it, takes it to some really interesting and strange places. And I was very lucky to have a chat with Gregor yesterday on the phone all the way from Melbourne. And I started by asking him about how he's feeling about the record now it's out in the world, and generally what's been going on in the music making process. So let's have a listen.
I'm feeling very good this time around, probably better than any time before. A lot more thought and work went into this album.
How did the process differ for you than records you've made in the past?
I think it was a lot more... In the past, I used to make songs very quickly. Like, in one sitting, I'd record a song, and then what I came up with, that was that, and it'd be finished. This time around, I'd, you know, save it and come back to it over a period of weeks, develop different parts, think about it more thematically, etc.
It's such a... The first three singles that we've had from this are so beautiful and quite diverse as well, but they somehow still manage to sit under the same sort of umbrella of sounds and themes. And I see online that you've called it a bit of a concept album of sorts. What is the sort of concept that pulls this whole album together?
Sure, that was Guy from Chapter Music who called it the concept album, and he asked me if I agreed, and I said, yes, I do agree. You're right. It is a concept album in a way. I tried to steer clear from doing straight-up love songs like last time and take the perspective of a more grander view of the world and the universe and nature. And then I ended up drawing parallels between those kind of themes and love. And there's a bit of a narrative that goes along as the album plays through of setting the scene of this kind of natural world and then dealing with themes of loss and regret. And then when you flip the record, it's kind of, well, the next song is called The Morning Light. It's kind of like the next morning, and then the rest of the album is positive and uplifting.
I think that that's something that we've talked about actually at our station here. When the singles have come out, there's just a lovely, I think, hopefulness to some of these tunes and a kind of meditation on all those things that you were just talking about there. It's felt really lovely to listen to over such a bizarre and awful year in many ways. How has it felt for you as a musician putting work out at such a strange time for the world?
Yeah, for me, in ways it's better. Like, I get quite nervous about the idea of a launch show and stuff like that. So the fact that that was impossible this year was a bit of a relief, and more of the focus has been drawn to the actual recordings and the record, which is kind of the way I work. I mean, I'm primarily a recording artist or producer or whatever you want to call it, and then the live aspect is something that comes with that, that you kind of have to do. I'm not saying I don't enjoy it at all. I do enjoy it when it happens, but it's not my main focus.
We've talked a bit about the like way you've made this record, but you've also got a really interesting crew of people around you. I see you perform with quite a large band, about nine musicians, is that right?
Yeah, at times it's been nine people. I try to, I mean, it becomes difficult to try and recreate what I've done in the studio in a live setting. So at times I've, you know, invited that many people to try and do the songs justice or whatever. But yeah, this time around I think I'll try to do minimal people with enough of the parts covered. So it might be around five or six, and maybe people playing different things in different songs to try and make it more economical.
Your lyrics are always so beautiful. They really cut to the quick of quite big feelings. Do you find that stuff comes to you quite naturally, or do you have to sit down and really work out how you're feeling about something before you can put it into song lyrics?
I think some of my best songs that I've made have come out very quickly and with very little effort. It's the ones where I have to sit down and mould the words and shape them and think about them and change them, that I'm not usually the happiest with. So it's kind of, I can't really plan for it or make the circumstances right to do it. Sometimes it just comes out, and those ones are the best. First thought, best thought.
And I wondered a little bit about the sort of actual sound of this album, because it, as I mentioned before, it's really diverse, but it does kind of all somehow just work together. But when you put the Rock and the Stars out, and then Senseless was the follow-up, I think everyone was like kind of gobsmacked. It's a pretty incredible song. Well, they're both incredible, but Senseless really goes to some amazing places. What do you listen to, or what do you kind of draw on when you're creating the kind of sonic textures of a track?
Sure. Well, I got into Kanye West this year, and I was pretty impressed by all kind of unlikely elements being put together in songs to really actually, you know, result in something bigger than the sum of the parts, and working together, just trying to put sounds that you wouldn't hear together usually and make them be beautiful or something. My girlfriend's stepdad gifted me an old violin that he found in an op shop.
Cool.
And so I tried to incorporate that. I can't really play it. I screech a lot in the house, but the parts you hear in the songs are the times when I didn't screech, and I've kind of stitched them together.
Isolation been? I know it's a, you know, such a weird year, but how has that been for you as a musician? Have you found you've been able to think about making or writing, or has it just been kind of like a bit of a creative block?
For me, I quite like spending a lot of time at home, so I dealt with it pretty well. It's just me and my girlfriend here in a flat. I finished the album kind of before lockdown even happened, and then when lockdown hit, we were both here all the time, whereas usually I would probably make music when she's at work or out. So there was less music making going on at the start, but then I kind of tried to get out of the habit of needing to be alone to make music, and then I actually picked up a little bit. So it's kind of changed when I can make music, I guess.
That's really interesting. It's been so interesting to talk to, you know, musicians from all different, you know, places and hear about how their experiences of lockdowns have differed. You guys have had such a long lockdown in Melbourne, and you're kind of in a little bit of a looser space now. Are you seeing any live music happening, or is there anything on the horizon, or are you just sort of waiting to see what happens?
Yeah, I think we're waiting to see what happens. There's talk of venues opening up to limited capacity, you know, spectators. I'm not sure what that'll look like. But, yeah, everything's still, in terms of live music, it's still like it was in lockdown. It's all on the internet or alternative methods, yeah. I mean, I've been very lucky because I only make music by myself at home and I have everything I need here, whereas other people probably were negatively impacted by lockdown, not being able to get together with their bands and use studios or whatever.
Hey Gregor, it's been such a pleasure to chat to you. Thank you so much for giving us the time this morning, and we will be crossing our fingers for some live music. We'll be crossing our fingers for the time at which we can get some Australian and New Zealand acts jumping across the ditch.
That'll be great. I thought I would die, admit that I was wrong.
This is Gregor with the wonderful track Senseless from his brand new album Destiny, which is out today via Chapter Music over in Australia. It was such a pleasure to chat to Gregor yesterday. Thank you so much. You can hear that Kanye West influence, I think, particularly on this track. It's a beautiful album and it is really sonically very interesting, so I highly recommend going and checking it out. It's gregor.bandcamp.com, but the G is a 6, the first G, the second G is just a G. So it's 6regor.bandcamp.com, or you can go on Chapter Music and get it there. You can buy it on vinyl as well. It's got a great drawing of some clown shoes and balloons on the cover.
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.